Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're back. They're back. Well, let me say, we're back. Good morning, Unity of Washington, D.C. Those of you who have joined us physically and those of you who are with us virtually, God bless you, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are blessed and highly favored by a God who is with us every single day and night. The heavens are pleased this morning. There's nothing like God's amazing grace. It woke us up this morning. It started us on our way. And it will carry us throughout this day. So thank you. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you for sharing with us through God's presence just how precious grace is. Because it truly is amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Greetings and salutations once again to those of you who have gathered physically and to those of you who are with us virtually. Let's jump right in, shall we? You ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
There we go. You're alive. One thing James Baldwin said, because I'm awake, I cannot be pessimistic. So no matter what happens in the course of this day, you woke up this morning. So for whatever you do, wherever you go, wherever you say, wherever you be, wherever you might be with, whoever you might be with, always be optimistic. Never let the darkness take out your light. And that's the subject for today, in today's message of light up the night. In the beginning of all that was created and is created, what was the first declarative statement by God? Oh my God, y'all been in my mind. Absolutely right. Let there be light. And there was what? There was light. Genesis 1 and 3. God brings light into existence, separating it from the darkness, signifying the order of all and beginning of the first day. We know that God is light, 1 John 1 and 5, emphasizing God's holiness, goodness, and purity. We know the light as capital T, truth. This light, the divine essence of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus came as the light of the world to reveal God's truth and offer spiritual renewal. There's an old gospel song, and one of our famous tenors sings it well. You may know it. And it goes a little something like this. Walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus. Y'all don't believe it. Jesus. Thank you. That's what we are called to be. We are called to be the light of the world and to reflect that light throughout our actions, our words, and our character. This light, the light that is God, the light of divine creation, and the light of Christ is the very light that we embody that we are. And just as Christ has affirmed to each of us, you and I, as the light of the world, Matthew 5 and 14, it is our charge to shine that light, to be that light that the world needs. The world could be as close as a family member, a spouse, your neighbor, people on the street. You may just be the light needed to help them shine their light. We know the light also as revelation, linked to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It serves as a foundation of hope, courage, and faith, especially in times of difficulty or challenge. Ever been in a situation where you just couldn't come up with the answer or solution? And just before all seemed dim, you had that aha, that's it moment. That was the light. That was the light. Remember back in the day of cartoons? When a character had a bright idea, what happened? An actual light bulb would appear over their head. Ding! I got it. That's the answer. So let me give you a real-time example where divine energy revealed through the light an answer to a situation that gave me peace of mind and saved a life in the process. It was back in July. I decided to go down to my basement to watch a movie. I added my little popcorn, my little libations, and I was going to have me a one old good old movie time. And as you know, those of you who have multiple streaming platforms, you kind of take a good 30 minutes to find something to watch, only to go back to the first thing you chose. And so I had it all set up, the lights dimmed and everything, and I got into the movie, and something darted out of my eye, corner of my eye, and I looked, I didn't see anything. So I let it go. And then about 20 minutes later, I saw something dart again. And I figured, it's late, I'm tired, I'm seeing things that aren't there, so let's go to bed. So that's what I did. A couple of days later, I was going back down to the basement, and as I turned the corner, I froze. And in the middle of the floor, looking at me, was a lizard. Now, I will not repeat my first reaction in this sacred space. But nonetheless, I shot back up the stairs and was standing in the kitchen looking down the basement stairs to see if he was going to follow me. It was going to follow me. So I said, okay, this is not good. What I going to do? What I was going to do? I've had spiders, a couple of little crawlies, but never a lizard. Then I said, you know what? This is karma. I had been binge-watching all the Jurassic Parks and the new Jurassic Park movie. So this was karma, because we know lizards are descendants of all those wild dinosaurs. So I said, what am I going to do? I don't know how to handle a lizard. So what do? Google. I went to Google and I said, how do you get a lizard out your house? And there was a bevy of solutions that popped up, and this, that, and the other, and I tried a couple of them. And I let a couple of days go, and I went down and checked, you know, peeking around the corner, still no lizard. So a week went by, and I kind of lost focus on it. I went back downstairs to the basement. This time I was going to clean the bathroom downstairs. So I had my cleaning supplies and stuff, and I was going to pull the stopper out of the tub so I can drain the tub. I reached down, turned the stopper one time. That little sucker jumped out from that stopper into the tub. Once again, the reaction will not be repeated, but I know my soul jumped out of my body and left me standing there. And now I'm frozen looking at the tub, and this lizard, he was about the size of my hand, trying to get out of the tub. It could not navigate the slickness of the tub. So I'm thinking, well, that's a plus for me. He's in a captured space. So now I'm thinking, but I still got to get it out of here. Now, I was not going to touch it with my hands. So I'm thinking, okay, God, first of all, I had to get my soul back in my body. And I said, okay, I need your help. How am I going to get this lizard out of my house without going to the extreme? It is a living creature. There's the extreme way of getting it out, and there's the tender way of getting it out. And since I'm not Marlon Perkins from the United Kingdom, I am not going to handle this lizard with my bare hands. So I grabbed my gloves. I said, well, then I got to capture it some kind of way. So then the light went on. Pin it down, pinch it, put it in a bag, and take it out. Now, how am I going to do all that? I said, okay, well, I had some brown grocery bags. I double it up, put that in the tub. I had my garden glove. I got the biggest, longest garden gloves I could find. But I still have to pin it down. How am I going to pin it down? Thank you, Swiffer. I had a little Swiffer dust mop in the corner. But I still had to reach it. How am I going to reach it? The light went on again. Tongs. I went upstairs. I went upstairs to my kitchen and got the longest tongs I have. They're about that long. Because I don't want to get nowhere near this thing. So I saw it still trying to get up the side of the tub. It couldn't. So I took the Swiffer mop, pinned it down, took the tongs, squeezed it just enough to pick it up, put it in the bag, roll the bag down, jet out the basement, up the stairs, out the back door, open the back gate, down the alley, and threw the bag down the alley. Hello. Mind you, I threw the tongs away too. But when I threw it down the alley, it didn't come out. Peanut gallery back here. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, did it fall out on the way, and is upstairs in my house still? So then I went to the bag and kicked it. I can hear it. I said, okay, it's still in the bag. But I needed it out so I can verify that it was going to go. So then I flipped the bag up. About a couple of minutes later, it found its way out and darted off. Whew. When I say my heart was racing, you would have thought I ran the Boston Marathon, the Marine Marathon, and around the globe 3 times. That's how fast my heart was racing. But you see, that unfortunate episode represented for me a challenge, a situation where I did not have the answer initially. But when I stood back, breathed, and took a moment, and although it was testing me, the light guided me so that I would find peace in my home again and save that lizard's life in the process. That brings me to the notion or broader perspective of night beyond that of the chronological period between dusk and dawn. Metaphysically, we know night can symbolize spiritual darkness, representing the perception of the absence of divine light and truth in one's life. It also represents a level of conscious or unconscious ignorance, a lack of understanding where one can choose to not see beyond their circumstance, to doubt or deny, negating the opportunity to become enlightened or aware of spiritual truths. The darkness or the night, it can represent uncertainty, where the night experience may be associated with vulnerability and fear, which can lead to periods of trial and suffering. Come to think of it, you can say we are experiencing a period of night across the globe, especially in this country. We are seeing unprecedented levels of spiritual darkness, weaponized by fear, lack of understanding, woeful ignorance, assumptions, presumptions, falsehoods, and downright lies. Hope, prosperity, and promise of a better tomorrow have become bargaining chips to not only the highest bidder, but to those who are systematically loyal to the darkness without question. Discounting others because of their circumstances, their life journey, their ethnicity, their sexual identity, cultural heritage, because of historical status quo, socialized narrative, political agendas, and internalized beliefs reflect a period of night that hides the light. Not just those who are subject to this, but those who perpetrate it as well. They are operating, functioning out of a spiritual darkness, completely negating the light. Now, if you go back to the beginning, the creation story again, it is clear in Genesis 1 and 26, let us make mankind, humanity, in our image and in our likeness, which means what? The essence of God, divinity, spirituality, truth, life, and light were fashioned and formed within the spirit of mankind, within humanity. Nowhere does it mention some, or this group, or that group, or some get more than others. When it comes to the light of God, it is in everyone, all of mankind. So shouldn't we then see that light in each other at every possible opportunity, especially in moments of darkness? Perhaps it's the conscious or unconscious ability to recognize that which is spiritual dryness. Instead of seeing the darkness, the light that some aspires to illuminates from their own myopic perception, their estimation of how things should be, not as they really are. What's good for me and those like me is all that matters. That's where I'm going to shine my light, on those and only them. The night, existing in and through the darkness, can be magnified by scores of individuals who have co-opted their own light, thinking what's coming from the darkness is better. It's quiet. And when this darkness, this night, is shrouded in doctrine, within institutions, culture, society, and leadership as small t truth, is just as it states in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. If I speak in the tongues of men or angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. See, darkness recognizes darkness. And with cunning and sleight of tongue can be convincing as a light. The challenge becomes recognizing it for what it really is: hollowed rhetoric, empty promises, a grandiose facade lacking substance, the resounding gong and clanging cymbal. A certain individual, no names needed, profaned that he was saved by God from an assassination attempt to make America great again. Yet, he seeks to weaponize religion, usurp the law and constitution, exact revenge, wallow in petty social media outbursts, all to satisfy his political and personal agenda. That is the lowest form of spiritual dryness and darkness. In a few short months, because it's only been a few months, though it seems like years, we have witnessed the dismantling of so many aspects of democracy, the health and welfare of our children, seniors, and those in need, education, diminished or decimated. And I'm sure, like you, I'm still waiting on the price of eggs to go down. All the while, he and his cohorts enrich their pockets. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 puts it like this: anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. You cannot be saved by God and be a charlatan of the truth at the same time. Again, spiritual dryness, the dark night of the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the true light. Yet, all is not lost. All is not lost. We, through faith and belief, not in man. Let me say that again. Faith and belief, not in man, but in who? In who? I see you, Miss Virginia. Amen. In God. Yes, Lord. We can light up the night, illuminating the truth, the way, and the light. You see, I'm an avid fan and collector of lighthouses.
every floor of my home, within every room, there's a representation of a lighthouse, a framed picture, a replica, a tapestry, a puzzle. As we know, over the course of humanity's history, lighthouses have served as beacons, guiding seaward travelers to safety during storms, serving as places of rest, and lighting the way during the night. We, you and I, we are called to be a lighthouse, to be that beacon, a guiding light in the night experience. The Statue of Liberty holds up a torch. On its pedestal, on the pedestal of the base, the following is inscribed: "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." And since its dedication, it has been a light, a beacon, a symbol of hope, especially for those who were fleeing hardship, persecution, seeking to shine their light despite the darkness. This same light is reflected in Matthew 11:28. "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is the divine light of Christ welcoming all who seek the truth. That's the light within each and every one of us. That's the light this country of ours reflected for so many generations, for all walks of life, not just the chosen few. Virtually every continent, people of different faith, religions, and backgrounds simply seeking a better way of life, the ability to shine their light. We don't have the right to turn them away. They're God's people just as much as you claim to be God's people. We definitely need to get back to that light as a nation. As a nation. Now, no one light is the same. Though all light comes from the same divine source and energy. It is our solemn responsibility to not hide the light, doubt the light, diminish or otherwise keep our brother and our sister from shining their light. That means accepting others as they are, where they are, and who they are. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 3, verse 2, states, "Not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing every consideration for all people. Whether you're down the street, from the north, the south, east, or west, south of the border, across the country, or around the globe, you have a light to shine, especially in difficult times. And no one, nobody can take that light from you. It is your light." Imagine seeing the light of our neighbors, our coworker, our teammates, our spouse, our partner, our friends, or even people you don't know by name, and they see your light, particularly in times of adversity, the night experience. Imagine the community of light bearers we can create, or better still, the light bearers that we truly are to be will be revealed. Because we are always light bearers. Whether we recognize it or others recognize it, we are always light bearers. It's up to us to shine that light. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't share that beyond the spiritual darkness, the dark night of the soul, the night experience can also be a time of introspection, self-reflection, and potential for transformation as you might be having to confront inner darkness, seeking spiritual growth. The night experience could usher in a heightened spiritual awakening where your intuition might be trying to get your attention. The night could lead to positive energetic shifts, new vibrations as you move forward on your spiritual journey. You might be on the verge of a life-altering decision, seeking divine intervention. The night can serve as an opportunity to clear the pathway to clarity and understanding. Not the physical domicile, but the night can lead you home, home to God. But that place created within the soul where you breathe free and authentically. The place where the divine light, your light, the gift of God resides. One thing is for certain. You have the divine power and presence within to light up the night. That's God's gift to you. And he gives it freely, without condition. Because, again, it is your light. You need not look towards others to shine your light. Know that you are all the light that you will ever need. That's all right. You can give God some hand on that one. God has given you all the light that you will ever need. And please, ma'am, please, sir, as the saying goes, for all that is divine and holy and righteous, do not, I repeat, do not give your light away or let someone else dim your light who do not deserve nor have the power to do so. Let your light shine in the day and in the night. And when your light shines, you are naming and claiming your birthright bestowed by the Creator, saying, I am worthy. I am worthy. You are manifesting your highest good. The light will illuminate that new job. And even if that job hasn't come yet, keep shining your light. The light will illuminate that new relationship. Health, healing, renewal, restoration, peace, joy, and love. That's all found within the light. Divine energy will flow in and through you as the light. God will show up and show out on your behalf through your light. I know without a shadow of a doubt, to borrow a phrase, as God is my witness, you and you and you and you and you and all of you, you can and will light up the night. You can light up the night. Let me hear you say, I can light up the night. I can light up the night. You in the virtual world, let me hear you say, I can light up the light. Night. But you say, well, how do I do that? How do I know? Somebody say, how? Woo, here we go. How do you light up the night? Because Parliament Funkadelic said so. Everybody's got a little light under the sun, 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 under the sun. And so it is, and so it shall be. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.